Okay, hope everybody had a good day. We're up to the Braisa, fifth Braisa, the sixth parak of Avos. The Braisa says the following: Al tavakesh gedula la'atzmecha, that a person shouldn't seek positions of grandeur for himself. V'al tachmod kavod, and a person shouldn't covet honor. Yoser mi lemutcha say that more than a person knows they should practice. It's hard to practice what you don't know. As the Mishnah earlier in Avos says, Ein bor yirei ched v'lo amar etz chassid, if you don't know what to do, it's hard to do it. But what the Braisa here means is that a person should be careful to practice very scrupulously, even if they feel that in terms of their learning, they may not be exactly where they would wish to be. V'al tisavi l'shulchanam shamalachem. Once again, a person shouldn't desire the trappings of power, shulchancha gadol mishulchanam. Because a person who commits themselves to Torah ultimately has something of greater station, perhaps less pomp and circumstance, than the shulchan of malachim, than even the great ceremony attached to royalty. V'chisrcha gadol mikisram. And your keter, the keter Torah, is frankly more significant than the keter of malchus. V'neman hu, and in case you're wondering, when the reward will ever really come, so you should know that the one for whom you work, in other words, the giver of the Torah himself, eventually you'll be rewarded, whether it is in this world or it's in the next. And, I think this is, obviously, if the rabbis felt the need to teach this braisa, I think it's reflective of a very basic but important point. Human intentions are very complicated. The reasons that we do things, sometimes we do things for many different reasons. We would like to think that we do things for only the purest of motives, but the rabbis were not naive. And the rabbis were well aware that we all have complex motivations for why it is what we do, why it is that we choose to do certain things, and why we do what we do. And the Braisa, by saying, look, in the end, al tavakesh gedula atzmecha, they're a person that's very involved in Torah study, but maybe their aspirations and their ambitions are to use that, as a way of somehow gaining prominence or way of gaining power. And this is a way for Chazal to ensure that people's motives were really nothing other than for the sake of Torah and for the one who gave the Torah. And as they reference here at the end of the Braisa, and I wanted to just tie this back to an idea that we discussed yesterday in terms of kachi darka shel Torah, that you should have a life of simplicity. And again, bread, water, sleeping on the ground. Because I think there's actually a certain synergy between these two braisos, which is to say the following. We pointed out yesterday that we don't think that there's an actual obligation to only have bread, water, and to sleep on the ground. We're not reveling in tsar for its own sake, but that a person should really love Torah so much that one would be willing to do that. And that obviously bespeaks a kind of purity and nobility of intent, that the reason that a person should study Torah is really because they deem it to be this valuable, and they'd even put themselves through, very great material challenges for the privilege of being able to study Torah. So see this braisa as falling, exactly in the right place, on the immediate wings of the previous braisa, where the braisa basically is now saying that the whole point of our statement yesterday, namely not to live a life of ostentations, but a life of great simplicity, is a way of making sure that a person's motives are ultimately proper, that we're doing the things that we do in terms of our Torah study, for the right reasons. Now, what I will say is that it says throughout the Gemara that a person should always be osik b'Torah shelo lishma, shemitoch shelo lishma balishma. That sometimes, if we're honest with ourselves, we might not be ready to study Torah for the right reasons, for the purest of motives. It brings to mind the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, where the prospective convert said to Hillel, "Will you please convert me so that one day I could be the Kohen Gadol?" And Hillel said, "No problem. The issue is a person who converts is not eligible to become a Kohen Gadol, but you have to be a Kohen to be eligible to be the Kohen Gadol. And even then, there are no guarantees. we have some representatives from the priestly class here with us. They can tell you there's no guarantees that they'll just make you the Kohen Gadol by virtue of you being a Kohen. But Hillel converted him, and the guy, eventually he came back and he said, what's going on over here? I just learned the pasuk, v'hazar hakarev yumas, something that comes up in Sefer Bamidbar we study many times. It comes up in Parshas Bamidbar as well. So I can't possibly be the Kohen Gadol. And eventually came to understand that that wasn't the goal of Yadus, and Hillel recognized mitoch shelo lishma balishma. So again, we don't mean to say that a door should be slammed on somebody because they're not yet ready to learn Torah for all of the right reasons. There's the reasons that we try to incentivize the kids with prizes, and that's been done since time immemorial. We recognize, that not everybody is born to be a perfectly motivated, and not just motivated, but motivated for all the right reasons, student of Torah. And yet we hold this out for ourselves as a life aspiration that hopefully, it will be always its own reward. And I think that this is true of Torah study, and I know that it's true of other disciplines in life. We have people here represented in this, minyan, but Zoom minyan, as we like to call it. And in any discipline, in any profession, however a person finds themselves employed, however a person finds themselves engaged, we know that there's a certain pride that a person should take, a healthy pride that a person should take in a job well done and doing it for its own sake, whether it will be recognized by one's boss, whether it won't be recognized by one's boss, whether a person will receive external credit for it or not. And that, of course, remains the ideal in Torah as well, that we understand that we learn Torah for the right reasons. We know that Hashem values our sincere commitment, and whether or not the external recognition is always there has to, of course, be secondary. Ultimately, the privilege of studying Torah will always be its own reward.